Israel hits all-time high for coronavirus infections. By Deborah Brand on January 5, 2022. New coronavirus infections in Israel hit an all-time high on Wednesday, as the government announced only at-risk groups and individuals over 60 would be eligible for PCR testing in a bid to relieve pressure on testing centers. The general population was instructed to take at-home rapid tests to be exempt from quarantine. Nearly 12,000 cases were recorded on Tuesday, representing nearly 400% rise from the previous week. The previous record came in early September, during the fourth Delta wave and coinciding with the rollout of the Pfizer booster shot. This week, the country also began administering a fourth shot to all adults aged 60 and over, as well as healthcare workers. According to the Times of Israel, approximately 63% of people of Israelis have received two vaccination shots, while around 46% have received three. There is currently no data on how many have received the fourth dose of the vaccine. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett warned Israel would likely see as many as 50,000 new daily coronavirus cases in the coming weeks. "We already expect to see a doubling, and then a doubling of the doubling, in the coming days," he said. "We are watching and learning. We learn more every day and are also implementing lessons from the experiences of others, from London to New York. This is what the time we have bought is allowing us, the possibility of seeing the future." Professor Ron Siegel of the Weizmann Institute, a leading health expert and advisor to the Israeli government, said that between 2 to 4 million out of Israel's total population of 9.5 million will eventually become infected with Omicron. But according to his estimation, the number of serious cases at the same time wouldn't be more than the current record of approximately 1,200. Meanwhile, Israel's Ministry of Health Director General, Nachman Ash, said the country may be close to herd immunity. "The price of herd immunity is very many infections, and that may be what will happen. The numbers need to be high to reach herd immunity. This is something that is possible," Ash said earlier this week. More than 40% of new infections had received the booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine.